Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
So as newly eligible folks spend this Patriots Day racing to try to book vaccine appointments, Boston, for the second year in a row, will not hold its traditional April marathon. Right now, this year's marathon is scheduled for Monday, October 11th. The absence of the marathon now feels familiar. It's also a little hard to take. Last year, the first time it was canceled was the first time in its 124-year history. It shook the community. It made the pandemic real in yet another new way. So this year, what does a marathon-less Monday mean for Patriots Day in Boston? WBUR's Alex Ashlock, who's covered the marathon for more than 20 years and has been talking with us about the changes to the marathon status over the last year, joins us now. Welcome back, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
So I got to believe this is a disappointing day for fans of the marathon. Have you had a chance to get out in the city today, talking to people? What's it feel like?
You know what? It actually felt really good downtown today. I went to the finish line this morning. It was a beautiful, sunny morning, and the energy downtown, in a way, was like it is on Marathon Monday. So that felt good. I kind of woke up with a disappointing feeling, but had the complete opposite when I went downtown. Part of that had to do with Des Linden. She's the 2018 winner of the women's race, and she was here to celebrate Patriots Day with a group of local runners. And she also announced that she'll be back to run the race when it happens in October. And she told me that wasn't a difficult decision.
Not at all. Not for me. I look forward to this race. It's where I got into the marathon and fell in love with the distance. So it's always top of my list. And, you know, if they keep inviting me, I'll probably keep showing up.
I think they'll probably keep inviting her. She's a big
yeah.
She's a big favorite here. And she ran today with five local runners. They did this Patriots Day Mile event that was set up by the Boston Athletic Association to mark the holiday, even though there wasn't a marathon. And one of the lucky runners was Lindsay Devers.
It's been a year of uncertainty for sure. I'm a nurse anesthetist at Mass General Hospital, so have gone from being in the operating room to working frontline in a COVID ICU, and then now kind of be on the tail side of things where things are starting to normalize. This kind of feels like life starting getting back to where things started.
Tiziana, after they finished that short run, the mile run, the BAA surprised Devers and the other four runners with the news that they'll be running a much longer distance in the fall. The BAA gave each of them an entry into this year's marathon, which they were not really expecting was going to happen. It was kind of an OMG moment for them.
That sounds touching, and if you're not a distance runner, mildly terrifying.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. All right, so let's look ahead. What's the latest on the plan for the in-person marathon?
Well, this plan is a work in progress. There is that date, I think you mentioned it, Monday, October 11th. Registration for all the qualified runners opens tomorrow morning. But, you know, there's still a lot of questions about what the race is actually going to look like because of the pandemic. Tom Grilk is the BAA's president and CEO. He says he and the other members of the organization have been working with this advisory panel, which is made up of health and public safety officials, on what the race might look like.
There will certainly be a need to do testing, to do all we can to make sure that we don't have people in the race or working on the race as volunteers or otherwise that might quite inadvertently make somebody else sick.
There's going to be an additional $25 charge for the entry fee this year, and that's going to help offset the cost of additional safety measures that the BAA is going to have to implement that they've never had to implement before because of COVID-19.
Yeah, I'm kind of overwhelmed by the logistics of this. Under the normal circumstances,
right,
it's huge. What's the plan for getting all the runners tested?
Again, it's a work in progress, and I asked Tom Grilk that question as well, and here's what he said.
For the most part, at least the way we see it now, and nothing is certain yet, but we will make every effort to make it as simple as we can, perhaps getting the tests into the hands of runners so that they can be done themselves. In some cases, they may have to appear at a location if they come in just before the race.
He also said the BAA is thinking about how vaccinations might play into all of this, and including playing into the role of testing. But as of now, there's no requirement for runners to be vaccinated in order to run the marathon.
So, Alex, I know there's essentially like a network of big city marathons.
Right.
What are the other big races doing?
Well, Boston's part of this series called the World Marathon Majors. And usually those races are spread out all across the year. But this year, they're all going to be run between the end of September and the beginning of November. That means Berlin, London, Chicago, Boston, Tokyo, and finally New York in November. The field sizes for Boston and Tokyo are going to be reduced, but as of now, London and Chicago are going to go ahead with a plan to have more than 40,000 runners. I spoke with a man named Brett Larner. He runs this website called Japan Running News, and he's been watching what's been happening in Asia.
You know, there is a lot of behind-the-scenes networking and information sharing going on between race organizers around the world. I've sat in on a few of the conference calls on those. And, you know, people that are actually going ahead with their races and you know, kind of being the front runners to test out the protocols and that are sharing that information with other races.
We are still a few months away from Boston and those five other marathons. But at some point, they're going to have to make final decisions about what those races are going to look like and, you know, what the safety precautions are going to be and how the races can be conducted safely.
So before we let you go, Alex, you know, I know you to be someone who's passionate about the marathon, about our city, about those who have served our country. And the marathon is now inextricably tied with the marathon bombing.
Right.
Last Thursday, the 15th, was the 8th anniversary. The day came and went fairly quietly with so much of our attention on the pandemic. And since we have you, I just want to ask you how you're thinking about that today.
Well, it did pass quietly, and unlike last year, though, I was glad to see that Governor Baker and Acting Mayor Janey were able to place wreaths near one of the bombing sites at the finish line, which they were not able to do last year. So we're getting farther out from 2013, but it's still an important day, and I hope that people always remember that.
That's WBUR's Alex Ashlock. Alex, thanks for joining us. It's good to talk to you.
You're welcome.